This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and what a day it is going to be. You are going to flip out. I'm so excited about this guy, I didn't even sit down, because I'm not going to want to, because I have been watching him and his whole story link concept, and I realize that this guy is the missing link for literally everything I've ever trained all my life, and I need to take his course myself. And my daughter, Courtney, will tell you that for a fact, because she said, Dad, you talk too much. I go, no. She goes, your Facebook lives suck. I go, why? She goes, they should not be more than 2 minutes. So those of you that are getting up in the morning and watching the two-minute Tom Talk, that's what's because of my daughter, Courtney. But there has never in the history of a two-minute Tom Talk had one of them even be close to 2 minutes, because I can't stop talking, and that's why I'm so poor. So he tells me that all the time. Pat Quinn tells me that all the time. You are going to love this guy. So, Adrian Chenault, how's it going, buddy?
I am good. I'm so happy. I've been every time you talk, I take like 5 pages of notes, Pat. And so I feel like you have been a mentor of mine from afar for quite some time now, and we're just so happy to have you here. So thanks for coming on today.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. So thanks for the invitation.
Well, talk about, and so we had dinner, which was excruciating, on Saturday night with Wes Hobson and his very talkative wife, Haley. And they could not, they came up with you and Jordan Adler and Sarah and Tony Zalecki and had you like one-on-one forever. And they said of all the trainings they've ever done in their life, it was the most impactful training they've ever done. And I said, how much does it cost? And they said what they said. And I said, well, that's very expensive, and I'm going to interview him on the radio and figure out how to do this thing for 30 days for free. So I am very excited about you today, and anybody watching had better be equally excited. So take it away with that question, Adrian.
Well, so, Pat, I was doing a little bit of background research on you beforehand, and you have quite the interesting backstory to have come from all the things that you've done along the way to being the speaker behind the speakers. And so talk a little bit about the journey and how you got to what you're doing today.
Yeah, most people probably know me as a presentation coach or a speaking coach because I've worked with a lot of household names who are speakers. But I actually didn't get my start as a professional speaker. I got my start as a professional magician and worked magic professionally for 10 years. After that, I decided I needed to get a real job, and so I became a public school teacher. I taught high school math for 10 years, and during that time, I picked up an advanced degree in how adults learn. And so I really bring two things to the table here today. The first is a little bit of stagecraft from my years of doing magic, but the second is a real understanding of how an audience, and that could be an audience of 10 people online, could be an audience of 5 people in someone's living room, or an audience of one person on the phone, on Zoom, or across the table at Starbucks. How the person or people that you're speaking to actually hear and listen and learn what you're saying. And I've been fortunate over the last 10 years to work with some of the greatest speakers in the world. I've worked with Damon John and Sharks from Shark Tank. I've worked with Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins on the KBB project. I've worked with Michael Hyatt and Grant Cardone and people that everybody's heard of. But most of the people that I work with are not professional speakers. As a matter of fact, most of the people that I work with would not consider themselves speakers. Most of the people that I work with are business owners who want to grow their business, attract new clients, grow their team and the number of team members that they have. And I believe one of the fastest and easiest and most predictable ways to do that is through speaking, is through telling your story. And so every day I'm helping network marketing professionals tell their stories, figure out their stories, and share their stories more often and more effectively to grow their business and grow their team.
Hearing the list, and none of this is a surprise to me, but hearing the list of the people who, not only who you've worked with, because I think there's a lot of people out there that, you know, have this name-dropping list of people that they have gone and worked with, and they go, and, you know, you go in and ask Grant Cardone, and he goes, who? You know, what I have been blown away with.
I have a picture with Grant.
Right? Yeah, everybody's got a picture with Grant Cardone. That may or may not mean anything.
That's hilarious.
But, you know, I was on a training, I think it was yesterday, and I was talking about, you know, and I was just saying, oh, it's to my business partner. I mean, you know, these guys, they haven't just worked with these people. They have been integral to the delivery. I mean, these guys have put you in the middle of what they're doing. And the likes of Dean Graziosi and Grant Cardone and some of the other names that you mentioned, they don't do that with just anybody. And I think that speaks not only to the quality of what you have been up to, but I think it also speaks to the character of who you are as a human being and your ability to connect with the, you know, upper echelon of people who are running these huge programs and to their audiences. And so I guess my question is, what do you think has allowed you guys to be able to do that and to have an impact at that kind, at both of those levels, at that very high level and at the grassroots level?
Well, I appreciate that, Adrian, and no, it's a kick and really fun to work with people who are having a huge impact and have really big platforms. But I'm probably more proud of the work that I do with, you know, somebody who's living in the middle of Pennsylvania, who just started with a network marketing company, has no clients, no other team members, and they don't know how to tell their story. You know, the names that I mentioned and the name dropping that we do, those people have great stories and they tell them every day. But what I really want the people who are watching this and listening this to know is that you have a great story too. Everybody does. And I think one of the things that a trap that a lot of people fall into is story envy. They hear somebody's story on the radio or they hear somebody's story on television and they're like, ah, I just don't have a story like that. And because of that, they never tell their story. But here's what I want everybody to know. Ordinary stories are actually better than extraordinary stories. You know, I coach someone who's been to the top of Mount Everest. I coach two different astronauts. They've been in space. And when they tell that story about going into space, how many other people in the room can relate to that? None of them, because, like, nobody's been in space. But I coach someone else who tells a story at the start of their presentation about arguing with their spouse about whether the toilet paper should come out over the top of the roll or under the bottom of the roll. And when he tells that story, how many other people in the room can relate to that? Everybody in the room. I think we should stop judging our stories based on how many people come up to us afterwards and say, that was an amazing story. I think instead we should judge our stories based on how many people come up to us afterwards and say, that same thing happened to me.
Wow.
Because that's actually your most valuable story. Everybody's looking for a one in a million story. You don't make money off of a one in a million story. You make money off of a one in every household story. And so tell a one in every household story, and you're going to have a much better story to grow your business and grow your team. And I think one of the things that we've done that has allowed us to grow and grow quickly is just embrace our story. My story isn't that I got cured from the rarest disease. My story isn't that I grew the biggest business ever. My story is that, you know, I was a teacher, and then I started working with speakers, and I just embraced the story. I grew up in the middle of the Midwest in an ordinary family with ordinary problems, and I think people, when they hear that, they're just like, wow, you're just like me, which is exactly the first response you want people to have when they hear your story.
I speak all over the world. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. I mean, stuff that would blow your mind. And I walk in the room the next day. And they say, Tom, would you please tell the story of when you almost landed the airplane in the Kmart parking lot? Or, Tom, would you please tell the story about when you thought your mom cooked your dog? And those are the stories they want to hear. And instead, I'm talking for 45 minutes, and they only remember that little thing. He's 100% right, you guys. Stop talking. Start listening. Document it. And remember, and you win. Right, Pat?
That's what you have to do. You have to be able to know the right story to tell at the right time. you know, most of the work that I do with some of the biggest speakers in the world isn't adding to their stories or telling them how to tell stories. It's just cutting stories. It's just they have so many stories to tell. And I think people are probably in one of two situations. There's the person sitting out there right now who says, I don't have a story. And then there's the person sitting out there right now saying, I've got 100 stories. Can I tell them all to you right now? And neither one is right. The person with 100 stories has to pick the one that will connect the best with the person they're speaking to today. And the person who believes they don't have a story has to just hear these words. Your story is enough. The story that you have of what you've been through in your life so far is enough. You don't need someone else's story. You don't need to embellish your story. And if you're sitting there saying, well, nothing special has happened in my life, my story is ordinary, I'm going to say, great. That's exactly what we're looking for. Because when you tell that story, other people are going to glob onto it. Other people are going to connect with it. Other people are going to want to join with you, be part of your team, be part of your movement. And you're going to have a huge impact with that very ordinary story.
What's so beautiful. And I was like, I watched you. I mean, I was so riveted to you at GoPro that it was unbelievable because it just showed me I have been doing so much wrong for so long. It's unbelievable. Telling too many stories at once, thinking I was mesmerizing people. They were entertained, but they weren't hooked, were they?
There's a big difference. The goal of the storytelling that I do and the goal of the speaking that I help people with is not to get a standing ovation. It's not to make people laugh or make people cry. The goal is to get them to take the next step with you, to yes. say, what is next with you? And if you can get them to do that, that's our only measuring stick of success.
But I'm so scared that I am afraid that if I stop talking, I lose.
Well, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason.
I doubt about it. This is so fun. Keep going. What were you going to say?
The fewer words that you say, the more the audience can focus on the words that you do say. Remember this, a person who's overwhelmed, confused, and scared is not a buyer, is not a decision maker. They're a freezer. I'll sit here and wait until I get less confused, less overwhelmed, and less scared. So say less, and I think you'll actually help people make decisions more.
He's like the best radio guest we've ever had, too. Because I'm telling you what, all these other guys just talk the whole segment and they never stop and pause. But notice, I want you guys to notice how much he's making us talk. He's controlling this whole conversation and we don't even know it. We are being tricked by a magician, but we have to take a break. So we are on the Genesis Communication Network. They've had us on for free for so long on all these major radio stations. I love Ted Anderson. I love all of you. We're coming back right after this. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got Adrian Chenault, we got Tom Chenault, and we got this guy named Pat Quinn. And I am telling you guys what, I think this is like the best show we've ever done. And it's only a quarter of the way over, because this guy completely is what this is all about. How many times have I told you to fire your brain and hire your heart? Stop practicing the script and just be your best you and let people see who you are, because they're not joining your company. They're not joining your product. They're not joining your comp plan and everything else that seems to be back there. What they're joining is you. So we got to spell StoryLink, because we got to do that, because on the radio they can't see the screen.
I totally agree.
Spell it.
So what you need to go do right now, unless you're driving, and then you just need to write it down so you can do it when you get home, is you need to go to StoryLink.com. So at Story, S-T-O-R-Y, Link with a Q, L-I-N-Q.com. Because you got to go and see what Pat is doing. And so we were talking just before the break a little bit about how as you get good at this, you start realizing you have all these pieces and little components of your story, and it gets to be that it's not so easy to remember all that stuff and remember all these great things you have to share. That's what StoryLink is all about, is helping people to do that. Right, Pat?
Yeah, you know, for years I kept all of my stories on little Post-it notes and scraps of paper and cocktail napkins, and I kept them in a big folder. And I was always worried I was going to lose them. And then somebody gave me a story journal. And I thought, this is great. And I filled that story journal because, like everybody listening to this, I have a lot of stories. Funny things happen, and I want to remember to use that. And teaching things happen, and I want to remember to use that. The problem was the story journal wasn't always with me. And so I'd be at work, and it would be at home, so I'd write it down on a scrap of paper. I'd be in the car. It would be at my office. I'd write it down on a little cocktail napkin. So I jammed all of those into the story journal. My story journal started out like 1 inch thick, and it finished like 6 inches thick because it had all these scraps of paper and napkins in it. And I thought, well, I was one good gust of wind away from losing all of my stories. But I thought to myself, why isn't there one place to store all of your stories in the cloud. There's a place to store my photos. There's a place to store my music. But why isn't there a place to store all of my stories? And I looked all over for one, and I couldn't find one. So I created one. It is StoryLink, StoryLink.com. And it lets you store your stories by different types of stories, stories that are selling, stories that are connecting, stories that are funny, stories that are teaching, and stories that you would use in the beginning of a call or stories that you would use in the end of a presentation. Then anytime you're in a conversation, anytime you're on Zoom, anytime you're going to coffee with somebody, you can go to StoryLink.com and choose the stories you think are best for that day for that person and push one button and it kind of prints out your whole script, your whole map of that presentation for that day. And as you're entering your stories, I'm right there by your side. There's video teaching from me on how to tell the very best story, how to tell each type of story. All of that is at StoryLink.com. And we've actually got a 30-day free trial for everybody. If you sign up and use the discount code STORY when you sign up, you can get a 30-day free trial so that you can try it, see if it works for you, enter your stories. If it doesn't work for you, you can cancel at any time and not be charged a thing. If it does work for you, keep using it, and you're going to have one place to store, organize, and capture all of your stories.
The code is STORY. Okay, that's important.
Yeah, if you want a 30-day free trial, STORY is the discount code at StoryLink.com.
And I'm not sure if you're watching the Facebook comments as they come by, but we're live. For those of you listening on the radio, we're doing this live on Facebook as well. And a gal named Sally said, "I'm a member of StoryLink, and it is well worth the investment. Jump in for the free trial." So you got all kinds of people just organically giving you love here in the comments. And I have heard, I know several people who have jumped in with this already. I've heard nothing but good things about it. Well, and I got to get in there.
The purpose of that story, that first story you tell in a conversation, is to connect. That's why you're telling the story. You're not doing it to sell. You're not doing it to get your products out or your business opportunity out. The purpose of the first story is to connect. And one of the things that you noted, Adrian, is based on who you're talking to, you can go into StoryLink or anywhere you're storing your stories and pick what's the right story to connect with this person. If this person's a parent, maybe it's a parenting story. If this person is somebody who's leaving the 9-to-5, maybe it's a freedom from the 9-to-5 story. If this person's struggling financially, maybe you want to tell your financial story. You get to pick the story on any given day. Now, in the beginning, you may not have that many stories. In the beginning, we're just trying to put together your one story. But I think as you go forward with this, you're going to want to capture all of your stories because you can use different stories in different situations on different days. And those people who are using social media, those people who are going on Facebook Live daily, I mean, they need a constant supply of stories. They don't want to be telling the same story every single day. So one place to store, capture, and organize them all is going to be a priceless tool for you.
Write down same story every single day, because one thing that gripes me more than anything else is all these trainers to say, get one story down really well and tell it every time you're anywhere for the rest of your life, which is nauseating. I'm so excited. Write down that thing, because I'm telling you, I'm coming on the other side. I have a brilliant, brilliant story that I want to tell. We're coming back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Johnson & Johnson is seeking out approval for their one-shot coronavirus vaccine candidate. Dr. Anthony Fauci said even though the efficacy rate of the J&J vaccine is not impressive at 72%, it did offer other benefits.
It's a single-dose vaccine, not a two-dose vaccine. It's relatively inexpensive. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain as opposed, you know, minus 90-some-odd degrees for a freezer. It just requires a refrigerator.
The first conspiracy charges have been announced against members of the Proud Boys over their role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Two of them were already booked on lesser charges for their role at the riots at the Capitol. 170 people have been arrested so far. This is USA Radio News. On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a 5-year extension of the New START nuclear arms treaty with the U.S. His signature came a week before the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty was set to expire. The agreement caps the two countries' deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, and heavy bombers to 700. It also caps off deployed warlords at 1,550 each and launchers to 800 each. Russia's parliament gave its approval to the extension earlier this week. President Putin submitted it to lawmakers right after his Tuesday phone call with President Biden. It was their first call. Meteorologists are warning about the potential for a major snowstorm to strike the mid-Atlantic and northeast late this weekend. Forecasters say by the time the front reaches the Atlantic coast, it could erupt into a full-blown nor'easter. People should prepare for high winds and blizzard conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we are back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Pat Quinn, and Tom's little boy, Adrian, who is unbelievable. And I've never seen a kid more giddy than this interview, really, because, you know, it just is absolutely congruent with what you believe. We were out to dinner with Haley Hobson and her husband, and on Clubhouse 2 days before, she was getting interviewed, and she said she'd been jogging, and she looked down, and her shirt was inside out. And she's so in the middle of the road, she flips her shirt. So she says this on Clubhouse. That's not to be found anywhere. That's not to be found anywhere on any social media, of course. And then she told a couple of other inside stories. And I had dinner on Saturday night. And all I did was repeat the story she had said that she didn't remember. She said her eyes were like marbles. And she said, how'd you know that? And I showed her my contact map or my storylink.com app. And all of a sudden, she realized I had mapped that and remembered it, and it made her feel great. So all I'm telling all of you
is please do what Pat Quinn is talking about. Go to storylinkwithaq.com, put the word story in as the coupon code so you don't have to pay money, and try this on a test drive for 30 days because it's going to change your life. What came first, the chicken or the egg? And the question means, who was before who, you or Vargas? who met who first?
You know, we had a mutual friend. I was helping speakers, and he was helping people get access to stages and get their message out to the world. And we had a mutual friend introduce us, and we hit it off right away. And it's been just a great partnership ever since.
And how long has that been?
That's 5 years ago. And over that time, you know, Advance Your Reach has grown tremendously. I think Pete Vargas is a once in a generation, just an influencer and a believer in people's messages. You won't find a better person with more integrity to do business with, and you won't find somebody who cares more about people getting their message out to the world and having the impact that they could be having than Pete Vargas does.
Wow.
Well, you guys are having a huge impact together, and it's cool to see the way that partnership works. And so I want to ask you this. So this is our longest segment, and I would love for you to spend some time talking about the makeup of a great story and, you know, what goes into that. Because I just think there's so much value to add. And for people who haven't gotten to hear you speak before, I just, every time I hear this, I take something new from it. So would you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, a lot of people make it way too complicated. Telling a great story is actually pretty simple. And the more you can cut out, the better the story is going to be. Telling a great story only takes 2.5 minutes. It has three parts. Great stories always have three parts. So the first part of the story takes 60 seconds. If this takes you longer than 60 seconds, have somebody who loves you tell you what to cut, because it should only take 60 seconds. So we call this the before. What was your life like before? And you can describe what your life was like before. You get 60 seconds to do that. The middle section, the second of the three sections, is called the pivot. This is the shortest section. It's only 30 seconds. And it's the pivot because this is when the story changes. You just have to describe what happened, what changed. Okay, that's the pivot. You get 30 seconds to do that, which brings us to the third section. The third and final section of the story is the after. And you get 60 seconds to tell us what your life is like now or tell us what your life is like after the pivot. So it's 60 seconds before, 30 seconds in the pivot, and 60 seconds in the after. And what we like to do in the after is create this great contrast with the before. So instead of being like this, it's like this. Instead of being like this, it's like this. Instead of being like this, it's like this. So if I were talking to someone about my health, I would say, you know, 6 months ago, I was gaining weight. I had low energy in the afternoon, and I wasn't sleeping well at night. And I would describe for 60 seconds, that's it. I wouldn't go on for 2 hours about all my trips to the doctor. I wouldn't go on about this and this. I had 60 seconds, three things that were going on. Then my pivot. Then I discovered overnight oats. And every day I eat overnight oats for breakfast, and I eat overnight oats for lunch. I just love them. I eat them. I make them at home, and I eat them. They're inexpensive. 30 seconds on the pivot. That's it. That's the pivot. Now this is the after, 60 seconds, and I want to contrast it to the beginning. So now, instead of gaining weight, I'm actually losing weight. Instead of having low energy in the afternoon, I have lots of energy in the afternoon. And instead of not sleeping through the night, I'm sleeping like a baby. And there it is, 2.5 minutes, and that's everything you need. Now, I think that everybody listening to this should have certain stories that they have ready to go. I think you should have a product story separate from your business opportunity story. Your product story would be like, what was my life like before? If it's a makeup product, what was my life before? If it's a health product, what was my health like before? If it's a financial product, what was my finances like before? Then you should have a pivot. Could be a friend introduced you to this. Could be you heard about this and you checked it out yourself. You have a pivot. And then you have an after. And remember, when you do the after, you always remind people of the before. So instead of not liking the way I look, now I like the way I look. Instead of, you know, not feeling like I look good in clothes, now I feel like I look good in clothes. And instead of my finances being poor, now my finances are good. So I think you should have a before, pivot, after story for your product, for your lead. If you're with a company that has 100 different products, pick one. Pick a lead product to introduce people to. You can't sell someone 100 products at once. Pick one. And then I think you should have a separate before pivot after story with your business opportunity. Some, for some people, the before is about finances. For some people, the before is about a yearning for purpose. For some people, the before is about wanting to impact the lives of others, freedom from the 9-to-5, whatever yours is, then a pivot. A friend invited me to this business opportunity, or I learned about this company, or I joined this team, and then an after. And remember to remind people of the before. So now, instead of struggling to pay our bills, we pay our bills and have money left over. Instead of feeling like I'm not contributing to the family finances, I feel like I'm an equal contributor. Instead of not having a purpose in my life, I wake up every day with purpose, knowing I'm having an impact on other people's lives. And there it is, in 2.5 minutes. Now, I believe you should tell those two, every person who wants to be successful in this business should have both of those stories. And I don't think you should tell them to a new person on the same day. It is my belief that the way the brain works, you should introduce them to your products, and then on a different day, introduce them to the business opportunity after they love your products. I know some people disagree with that, but I know how the brain works, and I know that's going to give you the most success. But what you need are two separate stories before pivot after, one for your products, one for your business opportunity. I don't care whether you've been in this business 50 years or whether you've been in this business 50 minutes. Those are two stories that are going to make you successful or make you not successful if you don't have them.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So all of you poor people that are watching, listening to the podcast or listening on your AM radios all over the world, you are hosed. You have got to. And I know you hate Facebook because we're on stations that have conspiracy theories abounding. Go to borrow somebody's Facebook and watch this show, because what you just saw was a master class in moving people from the past to the present to the future. And he used his hands where I was so hypnotized, I just couldn't believe it until I finally it flashed on me. This guy is doing a number on me, but I was so in the story. And people will be in your story. And I wrote him a private message. I've been going to Alcoholics Anonymous every day for 32 years. And all that is your story. What happened? What it's like, and what happened, whatever, I don't even know what it is.
Before, pivot after it.
Yeah, something like that. And, it was just terrible. And ever since I heard him, I have completely condensed it down, and I'm on an AA Zoom every morning. And I never noticed when I was watching him on StoryLink that he was doing this whole crazy deal with his hands, even though Michelle Eldridge told me he did. But what was so beautiful about this is I can see it. And I can hardly wait till my AA meeting in the morning, because I am going to school them all. And every one of you can do that. So any of you that are listening on the radio, go find my Facebook page and get so you can see this guy, because he's going to change your life. Agreed?
100% agree. And I actually want to, so it was funny, because not knowing that you had this background as a magician, I've noticed what you do with your hands this way, but you have such a fantastic way of the way you kind of, like, you just, the way you move your hands in general is very, very, your presence is fantastic. And so I'm like, the magician thing, that actually explains some of that.
I keep waiting. So you poor suckers that are on the radio, he's also got a couple of little statues behind him. And I'm just waiting for him to disappear. I can't believe it.
They're not going to go anywhere. The little statues behind me are in an open speaking stance, which is what everybody should do when they speak. You don't want your hands folded across. You don't want your hands covering you up. You want your hands open. And okay. So I do have bobbleheads on my shelf back here, but they're all in an open speaking stance. So whether you're online or in a room with somebody, you should be open, not closed. People close up when they get nervous. People get closed up when they start talking about asking you to sign or come onto my team. Open up, but put nothing between me and you. And for those of you on the radio, I can teach you my hands. It's a left-right pivot. When you're doing the before, you put your hands over to the right. When you're doing the after, you put your hands over to the left. This works whether you're with someone at Starbucks, whether you're at your desk, or whether you're on Zoom with somebody. It works in a little camera box, so it works on Facebook Live. It works everywhere. And we call it the left-right pivot. You actually can do it sitting or standing. If you're sitting, you're just pivoting at your hips and moving your shoulders about 25 degrees left, 25 degrees right. If you're in the room with somebody, you have a little more leeway. You can actually tilt and lean. And if you're standing, you can rock a little bit. But but it's easily done. It's left, right pivot, always before over on this side, which is my right, and after over on this side, which is your left. That's the way the brain's naturally going to want it to be and naturally think it, and it's very easy for a brain to create these two contrasts then. Now, if you're giving a longer presentation or a longer conversation with somebody, you can always refer back to those two spots. Now that I've established before and after, I can always say, you don't want to be like this. This is not the life that you want for yourself anymore. What you want is to have freedom and happiness and joy, which is over here. And your brain will actually anchor on these two spots. So if I say, give up this life and accept this, you're going to be much more likely to do it because I've anchored spatially with your brain where these two spots are from my opening story on.
I hate this radio show. You know why?
Tell me.
Too short.
It is.
I mean, we're going to have to go to a break here pretty quick. If you do anything in your life, follow this guy on Facebook. Go to storylinkwithaq.com. Put the word story in the comment and get this guy's training. Because it's going to change your life. I promise you that. I will guarantee you that. Because I'm watching it happen to some people, some dear friends of mine, that finally got the missing link. They thought they needed to know it. Well, it is them that they needed to know and be able to tell that story. And if anybody ever needed to know it, it was Tom Chenault, the world's greatest hypocrite. So I got to practice what I preach. We're coming back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing and Leadership Show. If you didn't go to storylink.com during the break, I'm sorry. I am really, really sorry. I cannot figure out why you didn't, even if you're driving your car across Milwaukee to get to Stringer, Milwaukee, which is 10 miles away from the heart of Milwaukee, and heard Pat Quinn, because this guy is a beast. And I want you to go to storylink.com, not for you, not for us. We don't have any cut in this deal. We want you to do it because you're going to be a better human being in every area of your life. Pat, you got about 5 minutes. What did you want to ask him, something emotionally?
Yeah, one of the other incredible gems that I have picked up from you that I would love for you to share with our listeners today is how important it is to get emotion into your story, especially at the beginning and at the end. But talk about that, because that's one of the things that the more we can bring that in, I have...
Look at Adrian, they're using his hands now. That's hilarious.
I've used it again and again. I genuinely haven't, so I'd love for you to talk about that.
I think, you know, Tom said it earlier, the person who has the best content isn't going to win this. The person who has the best, you know, offer, the best deal, even the best product isn't the one who's going to win this. It's the person who connects. The person who tells the best story who's going to win this. And I'll tell you what all great storytellers do. All great storytellers create contrast. When we talk about emotion, what we're really talking about is creating a contrast. And let me give, some people say they're not good storytellers. They come to me and they say, well, Pat, I'm not a good storyteller. I'm like, all you need to do is create contrast. And here's some things to think about. Think about the emotional line of your story, wherever you are on the story. Is the line going up or is the line going down? When things are getting worse and I'm losing money and my relationships are in trouble and I'm gaining weight and my finances are in trouble, that's my emotional line going down. And when things are getting better and I'm getting success and everything's going good in my life, that's the emotional line going up. So you have some tools at your disposal to help create this emotion. One of them is your pace of speaking. And it's a real simple rule. If the emotional line is going down, your pace of speaking should go down.
Oh, my gosh.
And if the emotional line is going up, your pace of speaking should be going up. And that'll make it real easy. Let me give you a second tool. A second tool is your volume. When the emotional line of your story is going down, the volume of your voice should go down. And when the emotional line of your story is going up and things are getting better, your pace of speaking and your volume should both be going up at the same time because things are getting better.
Oh, my God.
Let me give you one third tool that you have. This one works on, you know, online, on Facebook. It works on Zoom calls, as well as it works in person at the coffee shop. And that is your amount of movement. When the emotional line of your story is going down, your movement should go down. And you should hold as still as possible. But when things start turning up, when things start getting better for you, when things start coming around and your team starts growing and results start coming in and you start getting checks in the mail and you don't even know where they came from, your volume should go up, your pace should go up, and your movement should go up.
Yeah.
And I say it like this. Like, even if you were talking in Charlie Brown's teacher's voice, the person who you're listening to should be able to tell how the story is going. Like, wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Like, you don't even need to hear the words, and you should be able to tell how the story's going. What that does from a brain standpoint is it makes it so easy for the person listening to you to emotionally come along on your ride and get invested in your story. And so you might space out. We all do. You might get distracted by something happening over here. But we are making it so easy for the person listening to the story to follow along by using all of our tools, our volume, our pace, and our movement, so that we create the emotional contrast that gets people to be involved in our simple, simple stories.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Ready? Rate me on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, well, you're a great storyteller, so I'd give you a 9 out of 10.
You're a liar, but here's what I want to do. I want to hire him. Because you're a liar. I was rather sad. Connection loss. So here's the deal. All you guys, no matter how good you are, no matter how embracing and entrancing you think you are, it was kind of like contactmapping.com. So when I used to think I was the greatest interviewer in the world, I suck. I thought I was really good at documenting people. I suck. And then I thought I was great at follow-up. I suck. And until he built that app, I was listening to my own story instead of having the facts right in front of me. I can't wait to have this StoryLink app where I'm able to pull these things out at will and actually have them in my front of my face instead of relying on this tired old 69-year-old brain. And all of you can do that, right? Pumped.
Completely. Completely. The value that you have brought today is immense, Pat. Thank you so, so much. And I just, every time that I have heard this guy speak, I have wanted to get more embedded in what he's doing, because I think that two things. One, he's teaching me things that I can use for my life. But two, he's not making me feel like I have to be somebody that I'm not. He's actually empowering me that the version of me that I am is already good enough. And that is the essence of what I think is so beautiful about your message. And I just want every person that is hanging out with us today to be empowered, to grab their power, to grab their story, to share who they are and what they do, because the impact that can be had in the world is just immense.
All right, so he's going to stick around for a couple minutes after the show, but before the show ends, I want this all over the world. Rod Cook died this morning at 1:07 a.m. A mentor of mine, who had an unbelievable life under incredible odds to have the unbelievable life that he's got. I love him with all of my heart. He changed network marketing. He was the head of the Distributor Rights Association. He made a stand for me when nobody else would and gave me my career. So everybody say a prayer for him. We'll see you all next week on the network, whatever the hell this show is called.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.